Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live this Wednesday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We got Cal Ripken Jr. joining us in an hour. Before we open up the entertainment page, I got to tell you something. We usually bust Cakes' balls about his bags. Since we've been doing this Zoom thing, it almost looks like, I don't know if he's doing makeup or the camera angle. It looks
he's
like
not doing
gone.
Makeup. I'm sure he's doing makeup.
No, they're gone, Cakes. I don't see bags.
Incorrect. Maybe it's the soft lighting. The bags are raging harder.
I still see them.
They're raging harder than ever, and it's allergy season. So now it's going to be worse.
Yeah,
it's going to ramp up.
I could see him if you look
up close. Look at his left eye. His left eye looks like...
Okay, now I see them.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, what can I do?
But I'm telling you, with the lighting, when you're
here, here's a good bit.
I don't see them as much.
I'm going to do a visual bit. I'll be back in 35 seconds. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, going to
by the way, Jason, with your just completely unconcerned about your lighting, right?
How's the lighting right now?
Well, like your right side of your face is so hot.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah.
Everybody's always that TV to check.
It's always that way in the morning, too.
Yeah. Well, he has blinds in his office, and then
I don't know what he gets some sort of reflection off.
He also
the back.
Has a light which shines like sometimes his hat blocks it out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure I don't know what it is. Is it a ceiling light that always gets you?
How's that?
That's better.
Cakes, you're back. What did you do in those 35 seconds?
All right, hold on. All right, right here I have this is endorsed by the NFLPA.
Okay.
All right.
This is a TheraPearl contour pack with an adjustable strap. And I probably need an extra inch or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On this strap to make it
yeah,
more comfortable.
We all could.
But I'm going to just put it on to do the segment because I'm supposed to – I think if I use this every day for like 15 to 20 minutes a day, it's supposed to reduce the swelling and the inflammation of the bags.
Really?
Where do you put
it?
The NFLPA endorses this?
I mean, they did at one point. Look, right there.
All right, so let me see.
Is this an ice pack, like a cooling pack? Like people say put cucumbers by your eyes. There you go.
Oh, it just looks like something you wear, like if you were trying to keep the light out.
There right. we go.
No, that's
so cooling.
It's cooling. It's like aloe vera.
You get that like out of your freezer? Is that where you store it?
Yeah, in the freezer.
Okay, really? So you got to get the face mask going with eyes cut out.
They have that?
Yeah, my wife wears one.
Really?
This one's
pretty old.
For bags?
For bags or if you have a headache or
so it helps with the swelling in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to wear this segment. maybe each day during the quarantine.
My bags are terrible.
Jelly. Yeah, mine are
it
horrible.
It feels good. I'm telling you, it feels good.
I mean, I look terrible. Oh.
Those bags are shrinking as we are speaking.
Yeah, sure they are.
I should get.
They should be.
I should get something like my, you know, my mom 30 years ago got like something like her eyes pulled back or something to get the bags to go away. I should do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I should do that.
Let's drum up a sponsor. I'll get some work done. Why not?
I don't want Botox because you got to do that like every 2 weeks or whatever. But I want to get.
Oh, really? It's that extensive?
I think so. But I want to do something. My bags look terrible. Ugh.
It's definitely cold. I'm not going to lie.
Your mom got a facelift?
No, she didn't get a facelift. She got like something with her bags.
She's got a tweak.
You just do something with your
that's
eyes.
That's what all of Hollywood calls it. They call it a tweak.
Tweak. That's all.
It just needs to get drained.
She didn't get a facelift. She just did something where they do something to lift your bags. Right. Literally, it's just for your eye bags. It's urtic.
What's in there? Is it just fluid? What's in the bags? Is it just fluid? Or is it fat?
It's,
what
it's
is it?
Little ice pellets. I don't know.
How often do you use
no,
that?
No, you're talking about in your eyes, not in your not in your dumb mask.
In the skin.
I think there's fluid.
Was it just blood and fluid?
I think it's just like inflammation. It's just hurting.
It's hurtingness.
I'm not even shaving.
It's hurting. Week six of quarantine, we'll have Cakes cut one open live on air.
Cut a bag?
Yeah.
Hey, if it reduces the swelling, I might be for it.
I'm so smelly. I took a shower last night, too. I don't know why. I smell. Smell. I think I've been sweating.
My butt
smells.
Are you
using deodorant?
Yeah. I just think I've just been sweating.
Are you using antiperspirant and deodorant?
I don't know.
You got to make sure when you buy it that it says antiperspirant, Ricky.
I don't know.
Just buy deodorant because then you still sweat.
I just buy the stuff roll under your thing. I think it's antiperspirant too. I think
you gotta check the small type, Ricky.
Yeah.
All right, so Cake's going to do this segment with the mask covering his eyes to try and reduce the eye bags. EB, why don't you open up the entertainment page?
All right.
Cakes has his mask and Jason has his earplugs.
Perfect.
What do you mean, his earplugs?
He doesn't like the entertainment page.
Oh.
It's fine. It'll be boring, but it's fine.
It's a diversion.
There isn't that much going on, to be honest with
Correct.
You.
Correct. Shocker.
I don't know if Valdez has the audio, but Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon performed together. They were both on their Zoom calls. And I don't know. I guess the song is called Don't Touch Grandma.
She loves me too, but thanks to this stupid virus, there are some new grandma rules. Don't touch grandma, leave her alone. You can spend a quarter to call her on the phone. 'Cause grandmas like to pinch your cheeks and kiss your head and hug. But I don't want my grandma catching any super bugs. So
yeah, I'm over it.
I'm with
it's over.
I mean,
it's
over. I might have thought that was funny when I was like 27.
So
but I've evolved. I'm just an evolved comic mind
it's
at this point.
It's just terrible.
I mean, these people should just go away until the government says you can come out of the house. I don't need to see them.
Everybody needs their attention dollars.
I know.
Well, they also want their advertising dollars.
Need those.
They
want to
keep doing shows.
One.
Yeah, but there's no reason for, like, Sandler doesn't need to do that.
I mean, why do you think I'm taking 100 pictures of Paisano's Pizza last night and slapping it on Twitter? You need the ad dollars.
I got to see them because they were joning on your pizza. I didn't see them, so I'm going to have to look at them.
The crusts were a little bit puffy, but you know what? I don't mind a thick crust.
They're all over his Twitter.
Yeah.
At Money Metal Cakes.
Correct. Thank you, Valdez.
Yes.
And what's my new Instagram?
Cakes Flops. You're so obsessed with poker, you put it in your Instagram handle.
You're correct.
So hold on. That's why you restarted your Instagram so you could get your Paisano's pizza.
Yeah, he wants his ad dollars.
No, I see.
I didn't even put Paisano's on the IG yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was the motivation.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to have multiple platforms to advertise on, does
right.
it?
No,
you
definitely.
Keep doing your thing, bro. Keep doing it.
I'm trying.
Right. There's so much crust on his pizza.
I think it was supposed to be a large pizza, and Cakes made like
a medium.
Maybe a medium.
It was like.
Well, hold on. Let me see. Now, you guys are just joning. Hold on.
They're just crushing them.
Let me see. Money Metal Cakes Twitter. Right.
I saw you had a cheese pizza.
We made three Zas. A cheese.
They gave us three kits, right? One for each kid.
And a veggie. With some onions, green peppers, and the shrooms.
All right. Let me see. Hold on. I got to look.
I can't find my mic.
Oh, it's hurting. It's a fat. It looks it's just some fat.
Now you see why we're joning?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It looks like a small, fat, thick crust.
Yeah, it's like his fingers.
Right.
Those pizzas from Paisano's were delicious.
Yeah, no,
we're not saying they're not, but you could do a better job with spinning the pizza.
I haven't made a pizza ever.
I think I'm watching Kurt try to spin it.
Yeah, Kurt did it, and Julian, yeah. I think I'm
Kurt's looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Kurt's looks pretty, like, nice and round. I mean, that guy's going to be a doctor, so he can figure it out.
Cakes, you would have never made it at the dough roller.
No, I wouldn't have survived. You're correct. Right. I would have just been like a busboy.
And Cakes wearing the beanie just around the house.
Yes. Because I haven't shaved my head.
Right. But you don't want your family to see you with an unshaved head?
He knew that
everyone would zoom in on the picture and try find something to pick apart.
Well, that's correct. What they do.
Yeah.
As soon as you put one picture, they zoom in.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, of course. Trust me, I was looking at it saying, how did Cake spend $80,000 on those cabinets?
Yeah. Hold on a second. It was not $80,000, and it was other parts of the house.
And I can't believe his
I'd like that money
his
back. Right
his walls are such a hurting color.
He's just nubby.
I would like that money.
Like
who
has yellow walls?
Oh, that was a good color a few years ago. I actually do. I have in my basement.
I did 5 years ago.
Yeah. A lot of Jody going on.
I mean, his house looks like a banana.
No, it doesn't.
More like mustard.
I don't know what color that is. I don't think that's mustard.
He's got to get the house repainted.
The Caps jersey just does not look good on a yellow wall.
You know what? When I get
that's a weird color.
And Cakes,
yeah.
And Cakes is such a simpleton is that he has the same color throughout his entire house. That awful yellow.
I'm sure that's not true.
Like, he can't think
he's
outside
the same
of the box.
Area. No, he's in the same area.
He can't think outside of the box to paint a room a different color.
Incorrect. My kitchen is a different color than the room I'm presently in.
And his countertops are knobs, too.
You can zip it.
No, he's got silly granite countertops.
The color. He's got, like, a green countertop
no,
with yellow walls.
No, it's not
walls.
Green.
It's green.
It's brown.
I'm sure it looks like Notre Dame's uniform.
His kitchen looks like autumn.
Yeah, he's getting the face, but you can't see it because he's got the mask
on.
You
can't see it. It's concealed. It's
starting to muffle your sound, kids.
I know. It's like it's creeping down on my nose a little bit. Hold on. Oh, but it is refreshing.
Eric, what else you got besides the horrible Sandler?
That was horrible.
Was that Jimmy Kimmel? Who was that?
Fallon.
It was Fallon.
Oh, it was Fallon Sandler. Yeah. Right.
So I don't know.
The ratings at night, by the way? Is it still Colbert?
I don't know.
Like, Tonight's Show used to crush Letterman, right?
I care about their ratings.
And then
I care about
Jimmy
our
Kimmel
ratings.
Came on.
I haven't watched them in years.
I'm not interested in our ratings for the next two quarters, Cakes. If you
don't care about
what I'm
Jimmy
saying.
Fallon and Colbert's ratings.
Yeah, the ratings are useless for us. I can care less.
Yeah. Two quarters of ratings mean nothing to me,
that
Cakes.
That is true. That's kind of right. Radio Insider.
Yes.
Right. But I bet you, I was thinking about this. I bet you our NBC Sports Washington numbers have to be up. Like, it may not be cumulative, you know, because not as many people are watching, but of the percentage of people, what we have to be killing in that.
Ask thing. McKinney. McKinney.
McKinney, how are we doing?
Chime
on
in.
We got to be doing
Again,
better.
Again, let me reiterate, we are the crown jewel of NBC Sports Washington right now. These dummies on Zoom that you're looking at, because they're running sim games. Right. We are the superstars of the network presently. Remember that.
Yeah, last night I just popped it on for a second, and it was a sim game.
Who was it?
Were playing the Hawks.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
It might have been over. I mean, so many points, no defense.
Let me guess. Trae Young had 50.
Probably.
Let me guess. Trae Young shot the ball 38 times.
Right. Hey, Drabby,
shooter.
Can you look this up? I can't find it now. It came up on my Facebook feed. I think it was from SportsCenter, one of their little like ads, and it was a dunk. And you know, video games are so sick now. I couldn't tell.
If you thought it was real?
I honestly can't tell if it was real or if it was like a simulated thing where a guy like started dribbling, let's say like half court of like a high school gym or something. He did some crazy, I don't know, dribbling demonstration. And then he did some pass, like bounce pass behind the back. And he had a partner who just started to take off toward the basket and the ball passed behind his head. And then he caught it and dunked it. Did you see that?
Oh, I think I saw
that.
Yeah.
That went viral. Yeah. And I couldn't tell if it was real or not. I think that's the sickest dunk I've ever seen. When you just take into account the pass.
Yeah, you just don't know
just
how
the
much,
timing.
You don't know how much editing there was and how many times they did it.
That's I'm sure they did it 9 million times. Yeah. But when you only see it the first time, mm-hmm. it's incredible. Can you find that link, Drabby? We got to put it on our...
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you. You let me know if this is the right one.
When you saw that, did you think that's like fake?
No. That some people are incredibly talented.
Jason, you got to see this dunk. I know Jason's not like on social media, so he sees nothing.
I see zero.
He sees nothing viral.
Check the link I just sent you, Eric.
They just put it on
chat.
A Google Hangout.
Where did you put it in the Google Hangout?
Is that the same dunk you're talking about?
Let me see. I got to let me see.
Let me see it.
Yes. Look at this. Look at this dunk.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
Right.
I saw this is a few weeks ago, if not months.
February 12th.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you
think? I wonder how long they had to do that. How many attempts?
I'm sure they did it 100 times. But just the fact that they ever did it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, the dribbling's extra. But the pass and then the cat. Are you kidding? Put that on our Twitter so people can see it because they have no idea what we're talking
about.
All
right, we'll put it up at Junks Radio. You follow us on Twitter. Remember, we got Cal Ripken Jr. joining us at 9 o'clock here in the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to talk to the great Cal Ripken Jr. coming up in about 40 minutes. They ran 21-31 last night on ESPN.
So cool.
That was really cool.
Although the quality, as we talked about earlier, was brutal.
Garbage, just but we didn't know any better.
Just to see his reaction, it was a 23-minute celebration.
Yeah. Right.
23 minutes, and he just looked... He looked like he wanted it to be about 3 minutes.
He's just always uncomfortable with the spotlight.
Right.
Yeah, but he was really, I think, overall embracing it at the time.
Yeah, he was. He
especially
was.
With those legendary autograph sessions where he would just sign autographs for like 2 hours after
right.
games.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you could read his lips. He was like, let's go.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to move on at that point. He was pushed out of the dugout by Rafi Palmeiro and Bobby Bonilla to do the circling bit.
What jumped out at me is, so the Orioles last won a World Series in 1983. So we were all 12 or 13 years old at the time. And they haven't won a World Series since. Cal, of course, won that. That was his Rookie of the Year season, 1983. And they had a lot of talent on that team. You know, in the streak, I think there were 8 games under 500 at the time.
Right.
But you look at it, they had Palmeiro at first base. You mentioned Bobby Bonilla. They had Mike Mussina. They should have won more games.
Right.
Oh, they had Brady Anderson. They had Jeffrey Hammonds. They were really loaded.
Then it got to a point where everybody just turned on Angelos. And I can't even quite remember why.
When they let, like, Palmeiro and Alomar go.
Yeah.
Like, they had a really good team, and they kind of let some of those guys go, and that's where I think it turned.
People just started to turn, yeah, and I know I bailed.
And then they became cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let me give you a few more stories on the EP, if that's okay. Valdez, let me hear the music if you got any. Thank you. I think you're going to find this interesting. I don't know. Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass and apparently some of the other guys from NSYNC are having virtual happy hours. They're doing Zoom happy hours together. Now, what we've talked about this a few times. I don't know if people want to call in. Maybe they can help us. Why did Zoom overnight become the go-to group video chat? Why? Skype does group video
Not
chat.
Sure.
You can do it with Google Hangouts.
Maybe their technology is better. I don't know.
Why did Zoom overnight become the group video chat service? He also mentioned that he did an interview. I'm going to listen to it later. I guess Lance Bass has a podcast, and he had Justin on the show. Justin actually said he's interested in a reunion, which, you know, is freaking out NSYNC fans because Justin's always the guy that holds out that doesn't want to do the reunion because he's got the real career going.
Yeah, the other guys have Zippy going on.
Right.
Why would he want to drag them along?
But I think his career is kind of slowing down a little bit.
Flagging a bit?
A little bit. I think he just released a single. But
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's clearly not near the apex of his fame.
He's not at Sexy Back level.
No.
I mean, Sexy Back level, that was probably peak JT, right? Has to be.
I think so.
That was him at the peak of his powers.
He's kind of an annoying douche, and I've heard stories about him. But he is super talented. You got to give him that.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a talented guy.
But why, Jason, why have you heard of Zoom before this? Why did Zoom become the go-to? Drab, do you have any idea? Why did Zoom become the go-to?
I just think that maybe that's what businesses were using, and we didn't really know about it.
Right.
And once everyone got sent home,
and but like, people just recommended it because
they liked
it.
Now it's just like everything. Like my daughter yesterday, she taught her first yoga class, and it was all on Zoom. Like, why'd they use Zoom and not a different app? Like, my mom using Zoom. Not well, but, you know.
She's trying. She's efforting.
Churches, because they're using Zoom. Everyone's using Zoom.
It's easy to remember. And like Drab said, I mean, everyone in the business world already knew what it was, and it's easy. And
why are people hating on Skype? Is this the quality not as good?
Well, you saw it firsthand. Skype just doesn't match up, in my opinion, to Zoom.
Yeah, I think the video quality is a little better. But I maintain there is some compression. Like, what we have right here is better than what's actually being broadcast. Like, what I see on our screen, you know what I mean?
Could be.
I don't understand what's going on with that. But anyway, Zoom is just blowing up. And Justin Timberlake did an interview where he said he is open to talking about a reunion. So we would get a chance to see Joey Fatone again. And that guy JC. What happened to JC?
JC Chazes?
What happened to Chris Kirkpatrick?
Who knows?
What happened to those guys? This is fascinating because I think most people just can't relate to this. Where Bruce Willis and Demi Moore seem to get along better now than they ever have before. They're actually quarantining together with their kids.
How many kids do they have?
I think they have three, right?
They've got Scout.
They've got Rumor.
Tallulah.
Yeah.
It's at least three.
I think they've got at least three together. And they put something on social media where they're all wearing like matching pajamas. You know, it's kind of silly, but they look like they're best friends. They're doing a great job co-parenting these kids. I mean, they're all grown.
Maybe I'll give you three virtual dollars if you can give me Bruce Willis's character name in the Die Hard series. $3.
Give me the initials.
Believe it's J.M.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely J.M.
J.M. John?
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
John, what's the second letter of the first?
C.
C.
John Mick.
Yep, it's definitely Mick.
Mick Donald, John McMichael, John McJay, John. What's the third letter?
No, I can't get it.
Come on, the third letter. Let's see if I can get it.
He's not going to pull it.
L. John McLovin.
McLovin.
McJohn
McAcklevane, right.
John, hold on.
Jim's brother.
All right, what's the fourth letter?
E.
John McClane.
Yes. You get $0. We gave you 100 clues.
I got John.
Okay.
Eric, how do you not know that and you don't know Alan Rickman?
He got John.
But you know Bruce Willis's kids' names.
Because I don't know, because they're talking about it all the time. Yeah. I'm an entertainment guru.
They talk about Tallulah Willis all the time.
They're in the news all the time, those kids. Those kids have been in the news forever.
One of them had movies.
I don't watch a lot of movies. Yeah, I probably saw Die Hard, but it was 30 years ago. It had zero impact on my life. Zero.
Do you remember John McClane's wife's name in Die Hard Cakes?
Ooh.
I don't even know.
Not the actress, the character.
So her character name. Yeah. Ooh, what was it?
Started with an H.
Heather?
Holly.
Holly McClane. Okay.
What's the name of the
Holly
building? Gennaro.
Oh, I know the name of the Gennaro, building, 100%. Right. No
What's
way.
The name of the building, Rick?
I would give E.B. a bazillion dollars
he doesn't
if he could name
that.
The building.
No, I don't even. What was the plot of the movie? I don't even know what the plot of the movie was.
You can go watch it today.
Watch it today.
Why? That was 32 years old.
Give us a Die Hard report
it's better
tomorrow.
Better than Naked and Afraid.
I don't care. No, it's not.
It's 100% better than Naked and Afraid.
Way more entertaining than Naked and Afraid.
I want to see it. I don't care about it.
None of us care about Naked and Afraid, and you go on about it every day.
That's what I'm watching.
Watch Die Hard. It's better.
Nakatomi Plaza. Nakatomi.
All right, what was that? What was going on there? Was there some sort of like kidnapping or something?
No, a bunch of terrorists broke in and took people hostage because they wanted to drill into the vault and steal like a bunch of, I don't know, bonds or something. I can't remember exactly what the currency was.
That's what it was. It was the bonds. Yeah.
The movie Bruce I remember.
Willis versus bad guys. That's really what
it
is.
Yeah, I'm not into it. I remember the Mel Gibson one where like this kid was kidnapped or something.
Ransom.
Maybe that, yeah, that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
With Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise, yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing.
EB, what was Russell, really. What was Russell Schreiber Crowe's... What was Russell Crowe's character name in Gladiator?
What's the first letter?
I'm just going to go with one of his names. Starts with an M.
An M. M what? It was the second letter.
A.
Third letter.
Much like one of your favorite pitchers from the Nats.
Yeah.
Strauss?
31.
Max! You idiot!
What, you said?
I said M-A and then the favorite letter of one of your pitchers from the Nats.
I know.
Max!
Okay. But you didn't give me the third letter. You just gave me the whole name.
X is the third letter.
Oh, well, all right. So what's the guy's name?
Maximus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. It was all right.
Oh, it was great. Oh,
I don't really remember it that much.
It only won Best Picture.
Here's the movies that I remember.
He remembers Rain Man.
I remember Rain Man, Good Will Hunting, Hoop Dreams.
Hoop Dreams, right. Pelican Brief, The Firm.
Pelican Brief. I really don't even remember The Firm. I just say that.
That's true, because you...
I don't really remember.
You were bounced from our... All right,
I have a Hoop Dreams question for you then.
All right.
What was the name of the mascot of the high school?
That's something you're into. I'm not into mascots. Ask me about Coach Ping, or ask me something about...
You're the legend Hoop Dreams expert. All right. You don't know it's the Marshall Commandos.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me, yeah. Go ahead. Give me another one. Give me another Hoop Dreams.
Commandos went downstate.
They did go downstate. Yes. And they played like Tom Kleinschmidt.
Is that right. Pelican Brief music?
Yeah, it's the chase sequence music.
I mean, it's so good. It's such a good movie. Pelican Brief, very underrated.
We could do, I know that other shows are doing this, do a Zoom movie hangout bit. Force EB to watch Die Hard.
All right, I'll
watch. And then we'll watch Stupid Naked Afraid.
All right, let's do that. We'll do a Zoom hangout where we all watch together. How can we do it so that somehow I could stream? I think I could do it where I could stream my screen and we could all watch it together.
Like on Twitch?
Kind of like that, yeah.
I think you could do, well, I don't know about
Can't
the
they do it?
Portion?
I think on Zoom you could do like a screen capture. Can't you? Yeah, like share screen. I think I could do that.
I think with Zoom you can get up to like 35 people on.
We'll do a Zoom hang. And we'll watch. I'll watch this stupid Die Hard. Oh my God, how long is that thing?
It's probably about two hours.
Can we just pick 30 minutes? And then we watch.
Yeah, the last 30 minutes.
We'll do 45 minutes, and then we'll watch 45 minutes of Naked and Afraid.
You can't watch 45 minutes of a movie. That's very unfulfilling.
All right, I'll do it though. If we figure out the technology here. How can we do a Drabby? We can't give people out our Zoom ID and all that.
Right.
Can we do a Google Hangout where we can do that?
Sure. Well, I mean, By the way, you guys can start a different Zoom.
Yeah, but
Die Hard is 2 hours and 12 minutes.
I don't want to. Wow. I mean, how do we do that? Because I don't want to pay for it.
What about Twitch? There has to be a way to do it on Twitch.
Okay, you guys figure it out. I'll suffice to do it, and then these three turds have to watch Naked and Afraid with me.
What, I'm Amari Cooper all of a sudden?
All we're going to do
you're
is
a turd in the punch bowl.
As long as the chat's there, we just don't know how fake it is that Evie actually thinks there's alligators right next to people swimming.
All right, I'm going to show you the scene where the guy stabs the killer snake and eats it, and you're going to tell me that's fake.
EB, you swore casting couch was real.
Snake.
He actually showed the fangs.
EB, do you still stand by casting couch being real?
I think sometimes those girls don't realize they're giving up the buns that day. I do believe in the early episodes. I do believe that.
The early episodes.
What else you got, Pickle? Last but not least.
Last but not least. Like,
he made it last but not least.
It's definitely least. Whatever story you're doing is least.
I didn't even do many stories at all. All right, let me see.
Least story on the list.
The least?
Yes.
All right, Matthew McConaughey held a virtual bingo for quarantined seniors.
He did?
He stood by McConaughey for years.
Matthew McConaughey. Jeff Bezos and Matthew McConaughey.
I miss him in True Detective. I miss him. I need him to reprise that role.
I can't remember if I liked the. I don't think I liked the last. I definitely hated the one with.
Hold on, you
Colin
like
Farrell sucked.
I hated
you liked the third one.
Yeah, I liked the first and third. I didn't like the second one with the big tall Vince Vaughn. Right.
Yeah, yes.
I liked it.
Vince Vaughn was definitely as good as the Indian Casino.
Yeah. Yeah, but the third one was good with Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Although it was tough to understand him.
What was the HBO thing that we watched? That was good. Was it HBO? Damn it. The Cakes never watched it.
The Night Of.
Night Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still in the back of the cab as far as I'm concerned.
Were they going to bring that one back? I can't remember. Was there a way to?
Pretty much wrapped up. I mean, you'd have to write a horrible second season there.
Right. Right. Well.
what would they call it? The second Night Of.
Hey, Drabby.
The day after.
Right.
Drabby, let's do this virtual thing. I want to do this.
We're looking into it.
All right.
You definitely picked the least story, by the way. McConaughey doing a virtual bingo.
He did bingo with seniors.
Yeah. That's the least.
A bunch of core. And try it. I didn't do it. You made me do it. And then there's another one where they're coming out with a fancy toilet where it will ID your poop and your pee and tell you what diseases you have.
Oh, so as if you have cancer.
I don't want that toilet.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I look all the time to see if I see any cancer in there. I always do.
How do you do that?
I just look at it, see if it looks normal.
You got to use a mirror?
No, I just look at it, see if it looks money.
What would it look like if you had cancer in it?
I think it would look arctic.
Sometimes you look down, it's a homicide.
Yeah, yeah. If it looks like a murder scene in there, that's not good. Yeah.
I feel sorry for my toilet today. It's about 550.
Did you just try it?
Well, you think about it, you're probably drinking a lot more, and that doesn't help.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I mean, what about you, Valdez? You've been pretty quiet about the quarantine. Have you been drinking a lot? You got to be gaining weight.
No, I think I'm silly because I'm working out a lot. I actually realized, and I told Drab this, that my life is so unfulfilling and boring because it's been unaffected by the quarantine.
It's the same?
It's the same. I get sized to, you know, maybe work out for an hour, make dinner, watch TV, and then wash, rinse, and repeat.
Right.
Whatever the saying is.
Rinse and repeat.
Well, yeah, whatever it is. And I've also determined that if you're going bonkers during the quarantine, I've determined you're mentally weak.
You have?
Yes, because I've been able to entertain myself every single day.
You're never having a problem.
I don't have a single problem.
How many whistles per day?
Oh, probably a lot.
Well, that helps pass the time.
Yeah.
And Candy Crush.
You're probably wounded down there.
What level are you on Candy Crush?
I think I'm on like 880.
Oh, I got some catching up to do. I think I'm like 510.
Yeah, I just started like 5 months ago. So I set my pace.
That's a lot of levels.
Yeah, and you know, and if I need sport, what I do is I'll put on like a replay of the 2009 Bay Hill Classic and watch Tiger come back and win. It's silly.
That sounds terrible.
Right. Bay Hill Classic.
Whatever.
He does
the Arnold Palmer Classic.
All right, well, you should be happy because Cal's going to be joining us in 20 minutes. We got Cal Ripken Jr., top of the hour, Valdez. You know what? We should actually ask Valdez. Do you want to ask any questions of Cal?
Sure.
I mean, he's one of your idols, right?
Yeah. He's my hero.
We got the great Cal Ripken Jr. joining us top of the hour, 9 o'clock, here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. EB, up?
Yeah.
Looks like you might be taking one of those little micro naps, or you were looking down at your phone.
What?
Wow.
You were looking down at your phone, I guess. It looked like you might have been taking a little micro nap.
No, no, I was looking down at my phone, which is what I think I might have been doing before.
What's going on your phone?
Nothing. I'm just checking in on my friends, see what's going on. Ron, by the way, has been texting me like crazy.
Oh, better you than me.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He said that, like Brett said, he should come on the show, but he said he's so down that he doesn't even care. But I think maybe a Zoom call with Rom might actually be entertaining.
Yeah, he'll talk about the Karama virus.
The Karama and just his terrible portfolio.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think I'd be up for it. And then we got to get my cousin Rhonda on. I don't know if Rhonda's listening, if she's out driving.
I want to see what she looks like. Can we pull a Zoom with Rhonda?
I'm sure she could do it. I'll send you whatever you need to, whatever you want to see.
All right. Let's do it. That's all. I just want to see. That's all.
Yeah. No, Rhonda is a trip, dude. She's fun to hang out with.
I like listening to her.
Yeah. I don't know. Cakes, what have you been doing? Have you been virtually hooking up Cakes with any of your family members?
I mean, I've been calling my mom, you know, pretty, frequently,
right.
But not via Zoom.
Just not your brothers.
Talk to my brother on and off a bit.
What's Roosie doing?
I mean, he's just.
What's he doing to kill time?
I don't know.
I bet he's doing a lot of boozing.
Not sure. I mean, he's a bartender.
And he relied heavily on tips because he's a bartender.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's in a rough spot, but he's getting through okay.
Yeah.
But it sucks, you know. Like,
is he married or have a girlfriend? Does he live with a girl?
No.
None of that.
Not married.
Used to.
To my knowledge, not living with a girl.
Long-time girlfriend.
So he was never married?
No. I think he was engaged. In fact, I think we went to an engagement party about 15 years ago.
Correct.
It just never happened.
He was engaged for many years.
Yes.
Right.
I remember that girl being pretty hot.
I think in some municipalities it would have been considered like a common law marriage.
Yeah, they lived together. They had pets. They had the whole nine.
Right.
But yeah, Ross has a bunch of cats, right? Or dogs.
He's got a lot of cats, yeah.
I think he did a lot of like a fostering of cats and
Right? He's a cat rescue guy.
Right.
Like John Taffer's a bar rescue guy. My brother's a cat rescue guy.
And to me, he looks a little bit like, just the last time I saw him, a little bit like Ben Roethlisberger with the beard. Like
he's a big beard guy.
I can see that.
Beard.
I mean, my beard's coming in okay, but his is.
He looks like Beta from Walking the Dead.
Cakes, will you keep your beard just throughout the quarantine until we go back to? Can we do like an official shaving?
It's like a playoff beard. It's like a playoff beard. It's
when we're all back in studio, we'll get like the grooming lounge or somebody in and hook you up.
Sure.
Correct.
That's fine.
That's what we should do.
You know, Drab's been growing his hair out.
He has.
Oh yeah, it looks very.
Is that
strange.
Even possible?
The horseshoe.
Well, yeah. Today might be the last day. because I didn't think nobody cares, and I'm not going to go to my barber, so I just wanted to see what it would look like.
Right.
See if I had one last good run in me, one last Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And should have retired a few years ago.
And you don't. That run is not in you.
No, it sprouts on top.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know how
you
put a picture on social so we could see.
You know how Drab always wears hats and he always wears them backwards and everything.
Yeah.
So he has a hat that has that opening in the back, but he has it backwards. So he has his hair sprouting through.
Oh, he actually has hair in the front?
Yeah.
No, but, it's like three hairs.
But it's so thinning.
Yeah. It's depressing. It's awful.
Feels like you're dying.
Yeah, I know the feeling, like Drab. I'm there. I'm with you.
Yeah. Looks like pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I see my face.
Pubes are probably longer.
And a lot of girls are having issues because they can't go and get their waxings and everything, right? Probably a show down there.
I don't know.
Why are you laughing?
Well, so they might take care of themselves.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I do. Silly hacking with my razor. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but what if you have to use the same razor for your haircut?
No. I use like a Bic razor. I use like a, and I just, I told you, I hack it away like sugar cane. I just, like I'm on Naked Afraid, and I'm just hacking down bamboo. That's how I do it. Silly.
I can't believe I'm going to waste 20 minutes of my life today watching the rest of that episode of Naked and Afraid.
No, wait. But I will.
Wait till we're going to do a Zoom thing.
What do we decide on that, Drabby? How are we going to do this? Did we find an app where we could do it?
He's taking a selfie.
How many people? Busy. What's the max on Zoom?
I heard 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that you can do it with 35. For some reason, that number jumped out at me. But maybe 100.
Somebody said 100. But here's the thing: you got to pay like $15 for an account or something. And I'm too cheap to do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we need a listener to step up with the free.
Well, the thing is, if you do the free, it's going to be only 40 minutes.
Well, can't we just use the link that we're using right now?
Yeah, but then they'll log in.
No, but the next day we have a totally new one.
It's the same link every day, Rick. You don't realize that?
No, I don't. You think I actually look at all those letters?
It's the same link every single day.
He sends a new email every day.
Yeah, because you're stupid.
I delete the old email.
Yeah, but I don't know why. JP's the only guy in the history of the world that deletes email. Like,
I don't even do that.
He can't even have virtual clutter.
Two days ago, I sent JP an email for a live read that we had to do, and he deleted it before the scheduled live read.
I'm begging to get feedback from like JP. We know he's anal, and if he gets one shirt, he has to throw one away. But like, you don't have to do that virtually. You have an old mail area and a new mail. Is there anybody else in the world?
I like to do it this way because I can easily see important emails like from yesterday. I've got one from Ivy. And then I go the day before, one from Chris Kinard. And it's simple. It's not cluttered.
Okay. What you do is maybe you delete your spam or you mark it as spam. But most normal emails, you just keep them in your old mail.
What do you care? It's my email.
It's just that's so anal. Like, it makes me crazy.
Why?
Jason, do you do that?
It's my email. Do whatever you want.
I mean,
with
I don't keep every
email
I receive. No.
I mean, I delete like spam. Well, actually, most things I just mark it as read.
No, whenever Drab sends the show outline,
yeah, you delete it,
which I never see.
Yeah,
I delete it for the but why would I keep an old show outline?
It's in your old mail. Who cares?
It's not in me. It's my old mail.
It kind of depends on the way yours is set up.
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I have
in my
inbox,
old mail.
I have 13,000 emails.
Here's my thing though. EB, under your system, you didn't even see Valdez's cut sheet today.
No, I just didn't click on it yet.
Okay. Well, under my system, I easily see it.
Believe me, mine is silly. You guys join on AOL, all my new mail is right there. And then all my old mail, boom, separate category.
You put up a silly away message.
What?
Nothing. I was making a zip.
Gmail crushes.
Hey, what's your Gmail? Gmail's hurting.
EB, what's your IM address? Let me send you an instant message.
Hey, what buddies are you shouting out in your profile?
I think this might be rock bottom as far as content goes. Talking about each other's email preferences.
Well, I just can't. It tilts me that JP deletes his old mail.
Why did it even come up? Who cares? All I'm saying is we can use that link.
I guess if you have it like Gmail does, where everything's just in one big cluttered mess. I mean, Gmail's a disaster.
All right, look, Cal Ripken's going to join us next. So maybe we go from the worst segment to the best segment. The legend, Cal Ripken Jr., is going to join us next here on the Junkies.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.